I predict to you that voter turnout in the Iraqi elections will be better than voter turnout in US elections. So we should use that as a base to judging the credibility of the elections, I would say.
That was Deputy Prime Minister Bahram Saleh speaking from Baghdad on Friday. What exactly determines whether Iraqi elections, or any elections, for that matter, are free, fair, and legitimate? Robert Pastor was founding director of the Carter Center's International Election Observer Missions. He organized elections in about 30 countries. He now directs the Center for Democracy and Election Management at American University and is in our studios this morning. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
So what are the criteria you're looking at?
The test of a successful and free and fair election is one in which the people can choose among candidates in a free and secure environment, free of fear or intimidation, in which the election administration is impartial, in which candidates and parties can campaign freely and have access to the voters directly and through the media.
Enough of those criteria met in this circumstance in Iraq today?
Not enough are met. In fact, the lowest threshold, which is of a secure environment in which people are free of fear or intimidation, obviously is not the case in Iraq today.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, what would the alternative be? Do you then just more or less permanently forestall elections as long as somebody is willing to blow up a car bomb?
No, one should not dismiss the elections tomorrow because the environment is so inconducive to free and fair elections. Iraqis have had their leaders chosen for them throughout their history. This is their first chance to choose. There will be many people who come out and will be genuine heroes to vote. But the problem is in judging whether the election overall is free and moving from the anecdotes of heroism and of suicide bombings to getting a national picture, that will be very hard to do in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. There are no international monitoring groups, per se, of the kind that you've helped organize.
There are, but they are watching it from outside the country, not exactly what I've seen anywhere else.
And what good can they do or not?
I don't think they'll do very much good, because the problem will be in getting a picture within the country as to whether the people feel that they can vote and whether the election irregularities which are going to occur are perceived by some of the parties and candidates as biased against them, in which case they'll feel that the election was not free and fair.
Mm-hmm. We have copies of the ballot here this morning, and there are 111 different entities that are listed on the ballot. Some, by the way, with names that sound an awful lot alike, between the Independent Civil Iraq Society, the People's Democratic Union, the Chaldeans Democratic Union Party. It's sometimes hard to know just from the name what they stand for. Has there been any opportunity for the people of Iraq to get to know these parties and the candidates so that when they come to casting a ballot with so many choices, it means something?
It varies greatly all over the country. There are certain areas of the country in which there has been real campaigning. In most areas of the country, the candidates themselves did not want their names to be known, only the list. So in two-thirds of the country, they've seen some form of violence in the last month. And so many of the candidates are not campaigning freely. They probably don't know from whom they can choose.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen an election like this in any of the 30 you've been involved in?
No, this is quite unusual. Even during the wars in Vietnam and El Salvador, you've never seen insurgents target election workers and assassinate them or voters. Mm-hmm. There have been elections in Colombia, for example, where they've targeted candidates, an election in Haiti in 1987 where some of the poll people who were voting were killed in a riot. But never anything as heinous as this in which the insurgents are going after the voters.
Bob Pastor, director of the Center for Democracy and Elections Management at American University, thanks very much.
Thank you.